Hey y'all, hey, good morning, happy Saturday. I know, right? First of all, it is Saturday, right? Like, check the date. It is a whole Saturday, okay? It is the first Saturday in the month, so happy September. Yeah, so I just felt the need to record an episode. I'm working on pushing past like my limitations, and with that, I'm just realizing, new things, and it's actually putting things in a proper perspective for me. Because, okay, as one of my friends says, I am the perspective queen. Without proper perspective, like, it ain't no hope for you, girl, right? Like, it's just like, okay, whatever, girl. I get lost in my own little frame of thought. It's just like a whole little thing. And it'd be like, girl, that ain't even what that is. That ain't even what that means. But to me, it'd be like, shh, yes, it does. Anyways, I'd be having this whole little thing in my head, that only I can, like, untangle. Like, it's just me. Like, anyways, it's a whole thing. Anyways, I committed this myself this month because I have been very much so active over the last 6 to 8 weeks as it relates to like health and fitness. Just working on my body, making sure that I am doing things that are healthy for me. Cutting back on things. Again, I'm not being like super like a health nut. I will say I'm just being more intentional about the things that I'm doing with my body. I'm trying to get better on what I'm putting into my body, making sure I'm taking my medicine, making sure that I'm being, like active as it relates to physical activity, and not that type of physical activity for you damn freaks. Well, yes, that physical activity, but also exercise, real fucking exercise. And so one of my goals this month was to commit to 30 days of activity, right? So even if I'm doing a minimum, which is like at least 20 minutes, right? I noticed that I always exceed what the minimum that I try to do for that day. So if it's 30 minutes, okay, I might go a little bit over, or I might do a two a day, right? So several times during the month of August, I did two a days. So those little things like actually help because, you start seeing things come off on the scale. You start seeing your frame shape up a little bit more, so I'm thinning up. And the scale sees the difference. So those little extra things actually make a difference. I'm also seeing differences in my energy levels as far as, okay, like right now, when I started this morning, I was tired as shit and I had a headache. Well, I walked, and I did like an hour actually. My headache is now gone, and I have some energy, right? Versus just being drained and, just, oh my God, I'm lethargic, I'm lethargic, I'm lethargic, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. So I kind of get tired of that little narrative myself. So, these little things allow me to push past my own limitations and push me to be active. And so the whole theme of what I'm telling you in this podcast is to push past your limitations. What are you saying, Kristen? So I walk this trail, a specific trail, like every day. So, I'm finding out different little things about this trail. And so, I'm not a natural nature girl. There are certain parts of nature that I adapt to, and then that's what I do. So, this is all new territory for me. So I walk this one nature trail by my house, and so I'm just like learning. I'm learning to navigate it. And so this one part of it, I get to this certain point every time. I get to this bench and I say, okay, well, this is my benchmark, literally. This is my benchmark. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go back. And so today, before I got to my benchmark, there was another walker and I hadn't seen her before. And so we just kind of just engaged in like some brief conversations. And I said, does this, how do you get off of this trail? Like, what's up ahead? And she says, well, you can continue on, or if you go up about 5 minutes, there's a way you can get off and it empties out to a park. And sure as shit, that's exactly what, is available. And so just knowing that, okay, because who wants to keep going onto a never-ending trail, right? And I pretty much know it empties out at the water. But that's still like 4 or 5 miles away potentially. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm not interested in that. But then, should I be cutting myself off? Should I be stopping and limiting myself? Even if that is the case, because you never know, you've never done it before. But to know what the options are and to see the options through, right? Like, that's kind of a big deal. And so, what I'm saying is that you have to push past your limitations. You have to push past where you are. You have to know that, okay, just because this is where I cut off, that doesn't mean that, okay, once I work myself up to this benchmark, okay, what's the next benchmark? What's past this, right? What, seeing past where you are and going to the next thing, being open enough to realize that, okay, this is where I am, but this is not where I'm staying. Okay, what is the next thing, right? It's still that kind of like what I said, piggybacking off of what I said the other day, moving forward. But just sometimes in moving forward, you could be moving forward, but you could also stop yourself because you set this benchmark. You have to push past your limitations. And so that's what I'm learning, even in my fitness journey, is that, hey, you are going to get to a point where you are going to plateau. And so I probably am at, so to speak, like a little bit of a plateau because you gotta like switch it up. So that means that I have to push past my limitations. Like, okay, if I'm okay with doing 30 minutes a day, my body has now adjusted to that. So the results that I thought that I was getting, I'm only gonna get so much of a result because now I've hit like the pinnacle. And so my body's like, okay, girl, yeah, that really ain't shit. We didn't adapt it to that. And that's how you kind of get those plateau like weights. You kind of coast at this now, this new little weight, this little weight loss, this little weight range. And, then you find yourself kind of like stuck there. And I have been stuck in some certain little cycles for a while. And so now it's like, okay, what are we going to do different? Let's break up the monotony. Let's do something different. Let's push past our limitations. I'm going to keep saying it. Push past your limitations because you won't know how great you can be if you don't push yourself. You have to push you. There's only so much that I can do as a person that can coach you, that can mentor you, right? That can be your accountability person. There is only so much that I can do for you. At some point, you have to take the reins and you have to push past for your fucking self. That is so important. You have to push past your limitations. Push, 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 push. At some point, the things that you are receiving from other people, you have to take, you have to internalize it, and you have to take that shit as energy and fuel your fucking self. You have to push yourself because there is going to be times where you are the only person that can give you what you need. And you have to be the voice, you have to be the reasoning, you have to be everything. It is up to you. And that is important. That is important. And not saying that your tribe is not important, not saying that, the people that you look to, your mentors and all of that are not important, but you have to be able to take that, you have to own it, and then you have to do something with it yourself. And so you have to push past your limitations. Listen, sometimes the bare minimum is not enough, right? I'm experiencing that. Y'all already know how I feel about financial freedom. Y'all already know how I feel about pushing and doing goals and all of that. I had to realize that, listen, girl, this is where you at. But in order to get to where you want to be, there's gonna have to be some other things that you're gonna have to do. There's some other experiences that you are going to have to add. There are some other things that you just have to fucking just do. Come on, suck it up, buttercup. Let's fucking go. Like, I got a second job. And at first it was like, okay, girl, let's see how long this thing lasts. But in order to get where I'm trying to go, baby girl, you gotta see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture means that there are some things that you have to do, right? This is where you at, right? Like, I have a salary, right? Subject to my shit just don't change. So there's a life that you want to live. There are expenses that you got to pay. So you got to do what the fuck you got to do. Pushing past my limitations, right? Like, if this is the limit, this is where it's at. So why are you gonna constantly complain about something that you know that is not gonna change? You have to be able to do something about it. You have to fucking do something. Push past your limitation. It sounds easier. It's easier said than done. And I might be making it seem, I'm giving you the simplified version because I just believe in, hey, I gotta not water it down, but just make it plain. But you have to do the work. And when you realize you want something, you gotta move like that shit that you want. every time, no excuses. And so that's just kind of like where I'm at. I just pray that the energy that I have and the things that I'm doing actually give me the freedom, the just everything that I'm looking for, everything that I'm looking for, the love, the freedom, the happiness, the all of it, right? Because it all matters, right? It all comes from the same source, right? And I am the constant in all of them situations, right? So if I'm the thing in all of these different areas that I want, then guess what? I owe it to me to try my best and to push past my fucking limitations, even when I'm tired, even when I'm tired, even when I don't want to, even when this, even when that, right? So that's the thing. Pushing past your fucking limitations. You can do it. Rick Ross said it. Push it to the limit. Like, that's real shit. That's one of my favorite Rick Ross songs. Like, real shit. That's one of my favorite Rick Ross songs. Might be dating myself because some of y'all, you know, some of y'all remember that, but y'all was a little pup. But it's okay. It's okay. No judgment. It's all good. Yeah, but you gotta push it to the limit. And even when you get to the fucking limit, then keep fucking going. See what's past the limit. Like, fuck, the sky's the limit. The sky opens up and it's a whole fucking solar system, and then it's a whole fucking universe. There, you're like, come on now. It's vast. It is vast. We put a glass ceiling on ourselves. We cap ourselves, and I call cap on that. That's bullshit. There is no fucking cap. You cap yourselves. You maximize. You put a max on your fucking potential. You put a max on your earnings. You put a max on that shit. Stop. Take that shit off and see where the fuck you can go. You'll reveal a whole new world, but you won't reveal and unlock that next level if you don't fucking keep going. Everybody know in a video game, you get to the certain level. It's like hidden. It's like hidden tools. It's a hidden level. It's a hidden something that you can take or get or receive, and it unlocks a door to something else that you don't even know about. Bet. Okay, what I'm giving you right now is cheat codes to that game. Come on now. This is chess, not checkers. I'm giving you cheat codes to unlock another level. But you're the one playing the game, right? So I just wanted to drop that into y'all's spirit because pushing past the limitations just hit me when I talked to that lady this morning on the trail. And I was like, oh my God, like she gave me a cheat code, right? And like sometimes you need that shit. Sometimes you need, those little like, you need that little tidbit. I gain so much mental clarity when I'm on my walks and I can just press out whatever it is I'm feeling. I can get it out and I don't hold on to it because my mind is now clear, right? I have the proper perspective and I can move forward. Without that, I'm holding on to things. I got all this anguish. My thoughts are not together. Like I can't think clearly. I can't move with clarity. So no, that's not what God wants for me. So when I have the mental clarity that I need, when I have the ability to be able to pull my thoughts together, get my words right, like it makes me operate a certain way. And I need that because I need me. I know a lot of people depend on me. Maybe they do, or at least I like to think so. But if I can't depend on me, all this shit stops. So I gotta keep going for me because I need me. Remember, I did that whole me for me, right? I am for me. I need me. So I got to do what I got to do to keep me together. And health-wise, I got to do what I need to do to keep me together. That is utmost a priority. I'm 40 years old. I don't want to live my 40s and have fucked up health. I will not. I will not have fucked up health in any genre because I'm going to do in any age bracket. I am going to do what I got to fucking do to keep myself healthy. That's my due diligence. I can't say and live my life, well, I don't know what's going on, and your body just breaking down, and you just fucking let it. No, you got a chance to do something about it. Do something about it. Push past your fucking limitations. Just because you never had to do this before doesn't mean that you don't have to. I'll say that again. Just because you've never had to do it before doesn't mean that you don't have to. There's still a fucking requirement. There's still maintenance for you to do. There's still things for you to do in your life, on your body, for yourself, for other people. There are still things that you can do, right? We're not giving ourselves any way or reason to have any excuses. Fuck that. Fuck excuses. Fuck that shit. we're doing better. We're doing right by ourselves, and we're not giving ourselves a way out. Stop taking the easy way out. Stop taking the easy way out and just do what you got to do. All right. So I feel like I have babbled enough. I have browbeat this thing 1,000 times over. So take what you need and push past your limitations. Today is Saturday. It's early. Hopefully you guys get out and do something. It's the holiday weekend. Hopefully you're doing something fun. Be intentional about yourself. Have fun. Do something relaxing, do something fun, but make sure that you do something great and do something great for yourself. Smile today. Be happy. Be genuinely fucking happy because you fucking deserve it. Okay. All right. Well, have a fantastic weekend. And y'all will be hearing from me soon. Bye.